20 Marine Corps members are facing allegations of physically abusing at least two Muslim recruits at Parris Island in South Carolina. And this is according to investigators within the Corps. Marine investigators also say a drill sergeant called one recruit a terrorist and ordered him into a running industrial clothes dryer, which burned him. But then that same drill sergeant was allowed to work with another platoon and allegedly slapped 20-year-old Raheel Siddiqui and told him to do a running drill, even though Siddiqui had before that been monitored for suicidal thoughts and was behaving oddly. Siddiqui ran, then vaulted over a railing to his death. The Marines are calling it a suicide. His family now says it wasn't, and they've hired an attorney. Gina Harkins is managing editor at Marine Corps Times. She joins us by Skype. And Gina, you paint the most detailed picture we've seen of this. Raheel Siddiqui, a Muslim Pakistani-American, he was being monitored for suicidal thoughts before this happened?
He was. A few days after he arrived at Parris Island, he had told his drill instructors that he wanted to kill himself, but later changed his mind. Over a 24-hour period, Siddiqui was monitored and interviewed by some medical folks out at Parris Island and was eventually deemed fit to return to training.
Yeah, but do we know if the drill sergeant, who then during a running exercise in which Siddiqui kind of collapsed and was holding his throat and saying he couldn't go on, was alleged to have slapped him and told him to run, do we know if he knew that Siddiqui had said he was suicidal?
It's unclear, but if he had told his drill instructors, I mean, drill instructors are with Marine recruits every minute of every day, so I think it's a logical assumption to make that he would have known about the threats, yeah. Yes.
So it's a horrible scene you paint of this drill sergeant telling Siddiqui to get up and do the running exercise, and it looks as if he ran the length that he was told to run and then just leapt.
Yeah, he had complained of a sore throat and he wasn't able to speak. So he gave his drill instructor a note requesting to get medical attention. And from what we saw in the report, the drill instructor told Siddiqui that he needed to voice his request, yeah, and that he would need to run the length of the squad bay until he was able to do that. And then eventually, you know, Siddiqui did collapse.
Yeah. And eventually also leapt to his death. Look, my dad was a Marine, and we know that during the training, the drill sergeants try to find the weakest point in the recruit in order to drill into it and strengthen it. I mean, that's the thinking. But there's a fine line between that and hazing. How are the Marines going to address this when that's what they're supposed to do in making recruits tough enough to face whatever anyone might throw at them?
So you're absolutely correct. I mean, this is a really serious duty that Marines have to carry out in order to make the next crop of Marines. There are a series of exercises that drill instructors are allowed to require recruits to do that in the fleet would be considered hazing. But at the recruit depots, under this strict training guidelines, they're allowed. And they're exactly for the reasons that you describe. I mean, they need to ensure that they're creating the toughest force that can go out and carry out missions around the world.
Well, and you write that there are new policies being instituted. There are investigations underway because of these incidents regarding Muslims in particular. But what about the punishment? It was said that this drill sergeant in the first incident, putting someone in a dryer, that Muslim recruit said he smelled alcohol on his breath. What's going to happen to those that are accused?
So it's important to understand that these are simply allegations at this point. They'll wrap up the investigations, and drill instructors and other personnel at Parris Island could face a host of punishments, anything ranging from administrative punishment, which is sort of behind-the-scenes punishment that effectively can end your Marine career and make you non-competitive for promotion, all the way up to, you know, possible charges that could leave them facing court-martial.
Well, and in the meantime, one of the policies would prohibit Marines under investigation, as this drill sergeant was in the dryer incident, from then taking on a new platoon.
So they clarified that is definitely one of the steps that the Marine Corps is taking to ensure that any drill instructor under investigation for allegations of hazing does not get sent to a new platoon to lead new recruits in the meantime. They're also disbanding sort of this age-old process of assigning drill instructors to certain billets based on the time that they've spent at the recruit depots. The Marine Corps is disbanding those because they also found a culture of hazing within those particular groups.
Yeah. Gina Harkins, Managing Editor at Marine Corps Times, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me. Take care.